For business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstore, something right has always been service, convenience, trust. Qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday, June the 23rd. Good to have you with us today. We've got two guests, but one topic, and it's Missouri Cures. I want to introduce you to Margaret Tollerton. Welcome to Radio Friend, Margaret.
Thank you, Paul.
And you brought along a guest with you today, and I want you to go ahead and introduce Jack.
Okay, thank you. I brought with me Jack Schultz. He is the director of Bond Life Sciences Center at the University of Missouri here in Columbia, and I brought him with me for a specific reason, because he is our speaker at tomorrow's breakfast event.
Okay, so let's plug the event, and then I want to talk to Jack about what he does. The breakfast event for Missouri Cures is tomorrow at what time?
The breakfast starts at 7:30, and then the actual program, Jack will be speaking from 8 to 9 a.m.
And this will be where?
At Stadium Grill Restaurant.
And if people want tickets, what do they do?
We appreciate it. It's a free event, but we appreciate RSVP. They can go to MissouriCures.org and find the event under events on our website, mm-hmm. or they can go to Eventbrite and look up Missouri Cures.
Okay, so it will be tomorrow at the Stadium Grill, which is where? On
right across, you know, it's closest to, let's say, at the end of college,
yeah.
and
Stadium.
Okay, College and Stadium. Tomorrow at 7:30, and the program starts at 8 o'clock, and it's free. You just go in and buy your breakfast.
No, it's free.
Breakfast is free, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Learning is fun with Missouri Cures.
So you get a free breakfast, and you get the free lecture. So, Jack, what are you going to be talking about?
Well, what Margaret would like me to talk about is some of the exciting things we do in the Bond Life Sciences Center on campus. Mm-hmm. It's a fundamental research institute. And our investigators do a whole host of things, many of which impact human health and cures.
Well, give us some examples.
Well, if you ever asked yourself, if I go to the gym and exercise, my muscles get bigger. How does that work? I mean, what is exactly that your muscles are doing so that they get bigger? The answer to that is they're sending out distress signals to a whole host of little stem cells, adult stem cells, that just means they haven't decided what they're going to be when they grow up. When they get the signal, they literally swim over to the muscle, repair it, and add new muscle cells. So what you're doing is stressing the muscles, sending out signals for help. The signals for help call in new cells to build more muscle. One of our investigators is the person who really knows the most about that. And you ask, well, okay, it's nice to know why I go to the gym or how that works. But the real application is this. There are many diseases we have that are very difficult to cure that involve a loss of muscle mass. One of them is aging. All of us find it more and more difficult to maintain muscle as we get older. And it gets to be very time-consuming, exercising enough to build muscle when you're 60 years old. It gets to be very difficult. That and diseases like muscular dystrophy, Lou Gehrig's disease, are all situations in which we would really like to know how muscles are built so that we can keep them in good shape as we age, for example, or cure disease.
So the description that you gave is a beautiful description. Mm-hmm. You exercise, you're stressing your muscles. The muscles send out little signals mm-hmm. They send the signals out to who?
To the stem cells. Yeah, they're called satellite cells.
And it says, hey, I'm under stress here. Come and help me.
Right.
And they come running back real fast to
right.
the muscle,
right.
and they help build more muscle, and
yeah.
that's what makes it bigger.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to learn how to tell the satellite
right.
cells to help
get busy.
Get busy and, yeah. and build our muscles yeah. as we age.
Yeah, the joke I have with that investigator, Dr. Cornelison, is that I'm waiting for the shot I can take that will mean I don't have to go to the gym anymore.
Yeah, really.
Because this is all, you know, it's a chemical signaling situation. So,
yeah
there's got to be a signal in there that's important.
So do you see progress being made on anti-aging? That's what it is.
That's what it is,
it's anti-aging.
Yeah. Well, you know, progress can be a very slow thing, all right? And our investigators are really in the business of producing the fundamental knowledge that you need to take to the next level to actually make something happen, to make a cure happen. So we're still pretty much in the getting to understand it, getting to know it phase. There is a lot of promise. Actually, as it turns out, there is a mutation that happens in dogs quite frequently, which changes the way that signaling system works in dogs, and they grow up with huge muscles. I mean, they're actually kind of scary. So there is a way to make that system produce more muscle more readily, and understanding the signals is about where we're at. We've got a ways to go to produce an actual cure.
When you say you've got a ways to go, are you talking 5 years, 10 years, 20 years?
Oh, boy, that's very difficult to say. In that particular case, I think we're really quite some time, a decade or more away from doing something with that. But you never know. I mean, these people spend, 80 hours a week in the lab trying to answer that question, and this week something could pop up, next week not so much. In another area we work in virus diseases, something popped up in making soy sauce recently that turned out to be an extremely likely effective drug against HIV.
It's amazing when you think about it how everything is interrelated,
oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Everything. We are connected to everything mm-hmm. in this world, mm-hmm. and everything in this world is connected to us.
We try to exploit that by getting people who work with plants to talk with people who work with viruses, to talk with people who work on humans and animals, because it turns out that what you say is so true that our biomedical researchers find that they learn a lot from talking to people who work on similar problems in plants, and they come up with ideas that you would never have gotten if they didn't speak with each other,
yeah.
if they were hidden away in their own little cubicle somewhere.
This is absolutely amazing. You've got to come back. Margaret, thank you for introducing him to me.
Isn't he great?
Because we're going to get – you've got to come back on Radio Friends and talk about
sure.
what you're doing at the Bond Life Science Center. Come back from time to
sure.
time, if you will.
Sure.
But if our listeners wanted to hear this in person tomorrow for breakfast, and it's free, the breakfast is free and the talk is free. It'll be 7:30 for the breakfast, 8 o'clock, 8 to 9 for the program at Stadium Grill. Is there a phone number they can call? Or just,
Well, they could call 314-993-1900.
Uh-huh. Or go to MissouriCures.org.
Online,
online and register for it. And, it should be a very interesting morning.
I think so too.
Margaret, thank you so much for coming by from Missouri
Always
Cures.
Always a pleasure.
And thank you for introducing me to Jack. It's just
pleasure
fascinating.
To
okay? We're out of time for today. Mark it on your calendar for tomorrow, 7:30 at Stadium Grill. Interesting, interesting morning there. Tomorrow, we've got Salvation Army on tomorrow. Good people. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, audios from Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Lowell Thomas, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to listen to this program again or watch it, go to KBIA.org. Sign up for a free podcast or podcast. Bye-bye.